Cactus.
PLA.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Inc.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Welcome to episode 13 of PLA Radio. Co-hosting today is Barely's Laugh from the Barely Podcast. You can listen to Barely's Laugh and his show at barelypodcasting.com. Barely's Laugh and I would like to welcome all of the new listeners this year who received shiny new iPod Zunes and Zins for Christmas. This show is going to introduce you to the art of phone mobbing, which was introduced in 2003 by members of Cal's forums. You've probably heard of flash mobbing, where large groups of people on the internet get together and do weird things in public. Phone mobbing is a similar concept, only it's carried out by telephone and by members of the PLA forums, trying to work the word cactus into conversation as much as possible. The PLA's first attempt at phone mobbing in September of 2003 was sort of a failure. The plan was for all of us to call into the live talk show called Loveline, hosted by Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. But only one person managed to get past the screeners, which was Sarah601 from Ohio. Her efforts resulted in this.
Did you actually use the dildo on him?
Well, that's the next part. I mean, here, I don't want to, you know, use it on him, so
sure.
I grabbed one of his tone dialers, and I'm just like, well, I'll
what's
just use
dialer?
It.
Yeah, what's a tone
dialer? One of those illegal things that dials a number.
Oh, a dialer.
Yeah.
Oh, dialer.
Those are great for your starting band on tour.
What are they?
You put it up to a payphone.
Yeah, like
and it makes
ball.
The sound of a coin dropping in.
Oh, so you can make a
digital
free call.
Yeah. Free, long distance, whatever. But you can't stay there too long.
What do they look like?
It's just a little black. But it's a little black box. You put a little black box up his butt.
Yeah.
Like that Eddie Murphy song.
A box? Can't you find a carrot or something?
I'm building to a punchline. Go ahead,
give us the punchline. This sounds completely
bogus. Go ahead, give us the punchline.
By the way, the only reason you're staying on is because you're a female, because females don't tend to make bogus calls unless guys put them up to it.
Well, either that or, like, the girl's a complete phone loser and a member of the PLA.
Okay. All right, are you giving a plug, Annie?
What does PLA mean?
Oh, yeah, a shout-out to...
All right, so
the bogusness came through. She went right into a shout-out instead of giving the punchline.
Huh. Well, maybe that was the punchline. But anyway, that was definitely a bogus call.
What the hell is a PLA?
I
get it.
Quiet.
You called her bluff or whatever, yeah. And then the PLA must be some sort of like, oh, we're the phone losers,
yeah.
And this is a joke,
boys,
and we got you. That's pretty funny.
A couple of weeks after Loveline happened, we organized another phone mob against a radio station in Alton, Illinois. This radio station had a call-in show every Saturday morning called What's Your Bid, where local businesses put up their items for auction and residents could call into the station and bid on them, live on the air. That morning, probably half of the calls to the show were from the PLA forum members.
And let's go to the phones. Good morning, what's your bid?
Oh, hey, I'd like to bid on the cactus collection for $9 million. And my number is 34917497324.
Good morning, what's your bid?
Denise. My number is 465. Cactus.
Since this show was listened to primarily by old people, quite a few of them called in to make comments about the prank calls, as you'll hear in this next clip. You'll also notice that the host, Mark, is determined not to let us bother him, and that the female host, Tony, desperately wants to outsmart us. The combination is perfect. Be quiet, Barely's Laugh.
Good morning, what's your bid?
Power bid on Midtown and power bid on the Mosaic, 2594229. Hey, what are they talking about, Cactus?
Couple of comedians this morning, I guess.
Oh.
And see, Mark was nice. I have other things to say about him.
Well, they think they're cute. If they're that cute, well, tell them to come on, bring out their $1 million bag with all the money in it that they can collect from Cactus.
All right, thanks. Good morning, what's your bid?
I'd like to bid $10 million.
Good morning, what's your bid?
I would like to bid $48 on a carton of cigarettes. and a cactus light.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the cactus. The cactus is good.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I would like to bid 40 rubles on one of the children from the children's party.
Instead, why don't you find something else to do besides play on the phone like you're 10?
Good morning. What's your bid?
Village 466-5961. Yeah. Stay off the telephone if you don't want to play with the game.
Thank you. That's the only bid of $26 on the Village Inn. Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus. And cactus.
How about a life?
Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi there. I'd like to bid on Denny's.
Fred Denny's has already been sold.
Oh, fucking shit.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. I would like to bid $45 for the giant hairy monkey penis.
Again, 465-1570 is the number to call if you'd like to place a serious bid. If you'd like to act like an immature teenager, then this is not the time to do it. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. I'd like to bid $15 for your job.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Yeah, I'll take the opening bid on the Smith Car Care. And can't you put a tracer on there to stop these people from calling you?
I don't know. I'd like to think we can. What's your number, sir?
372-8738. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
The next bid on Village. And the feds can put a tracer on them lines.
And your number, sir. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. Does the kid's birthday party include the kids?
No.
How much would I have to pay extra for those?
That I don't know.
I see. Would you be able to find that out? Because I would like to place a bid if I can find out how much it costs to get the kids with it.
Yeah, it's called 1-800-GET-A-LIFE.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Next bid on Smith's Car Care, 372-8738. And I think it's pretty sad that that's all these people had to do on a beautiful Saturday morning is prank call. It's disgusting.
I agree. That's a $42 bid now on the detailing. Good morning. What's your bid?
You think a tracer can stop me?
Good morning. What's your bid?
I personally think it's disgusting that all you have to do on a beautiful Saturday morning is sit around selling shitty gift certificates to old people.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
My bid is one night in the sack with myself.
Good morning. What's your bid?
If you don't have a caller ID, I have one I can bring you because what these people are doing to you is a federal offense, and they could go to jail.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hey, man, y'all should consider getting traced on the line, man. Maybe everyone would stop calling and saying cactus. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cactus. You know, cactus pie, cactus scoop.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I want a bid on the cactus. You ought to get a tracer on the line. I sell tracers. Would you like to buy one? Yeah. Then they won't say cactus all the time, you know? And Tony wouldn't have to bitch.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Emos. My number is 465-1570-CACTUS.
Thank you. Looking there for the next bid, 32. Good morning. What's your bid? Thank you, Tony. Thanks to John Beaver in the control room. I apologize to our regular listeners that had to listen to that hour of foolishness. Join us again next week. So long, and now hang on for sports talk.
The What's Your Bid mob lasted for more than an hour, and that was just 5 minutes of our hour of foolishness, as Mark put it. If you go to phonelosers.org/phonemob, you can hear much more of that clip. A few of the other phone mobs involved conference calls that were accessible to the public. There was this weekly Russian bride conference call where these men would get together and discuss procedures in acquiring their very own Russian women by mail order, or something like that. We got onto those calls a few times and asked cactus-related questions about the brides, as you'll hear Murdoch do in this short clip.
Do Russian women have a lot of cactuses?
So you're on there still. I thought that was you. A lot of lettuces?
Oh, you have a phone call. A lot of cacti?
Cactuses, huh?
Cactuses, yes.
I don't know.
OK. could we get the cactus to come with us on the plane?
Yeah, so guy again. That's good because he's got his phone number on here now.
In the summer of 2005, we had a phone mob organized by N.W. Bell, who runs the PLA Minnesota site. This was another radio auction call-in show based out of Minnesota, and here's a couple of minutes of how their day went.
Let's go straight to our telephone calls. Hello, you're on the auction. Can we help you today?
Hello, do you have the 10 pounds of cactus?
I'm sorry, could you say it again?
A cactus?
A cactus. I don't sell cactuses on this auction.
Oh, you don't?
This is the WCMP auction? Is this where you intended to be?
We're on the air.
No, I'm sure there's cactus.
No, we don't have any cactus.
Nope, sorry, we don't.
No, I'm sure, I heard it. I know it's there.
Okay.
All right, well, all right. I'm a little confused, but, you know, that's nothing new, so.
All right. Give us a call back later after 11:30. Maybe we can help you out at that point.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio Watching. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to place a bid for the coyote cactus for $5.
Oh, coyote cactus.
Coyote cactus.
We do not have coyote cactus on our auction.
I don't know what coyote cactus is.
I'm not sure where that was mentioned. I don't know where that came from.
No. I think somebody's giving the wrong phone number to something.
I think they are, yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is a WCMP radio auction. We don't have that kind of thing.
Hello, Radio Watching. Can I help you today?
Yes. Do you have any cabin coffee?
Oh, bless you for having so... Call asking for something we have. Yes, we do. How many would you like?
I would like two, please.
I can give you two. And what are your last words?
No cactus.
No, thank you. I just don't have those.
There is no cactus on
no,
our auction.
What are your last four digits?
7033.
Okay, those two are yours. Anything else?
That'll do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Radio Watching. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to bid on the inflatable love goat with head.
Okay, let's move on to this one. Can we help you on the radio auction today?
Yes. Do you have, is this Cactus Anonymous?
No, it is not. We must have a mixed up phone number here.
Yep.
Radio Watching, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to start American for 5 cacti.
Okay.
Okay. We don't have any.
The American where?
Yeah, can I bid cacti on it?
I really don't know what these people are talking.
Okay,
but if I can't bid cacti on it, I'm not interested.
I don't know what cacti is.
Well, we'll take $50. We'll take bucks.
No, only cactuses. I don't have any bucks. I got cactuses.
Okay, well, I can't help you with
anyway.
That. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Yeah, I want to raise the bid on Gustafson.
I would be so happy to do that for you as long as you don't say the word cactus.
Okay. Gustafson Lumber, that's at 30 right now.
We'll make it 32 for 6758.
Okay, Radio Watching, can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the auction.
The reception is horrible. Could you crank up the power over there?
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Put some foil on.
Okay, we'll see what we can do for you here. It could, you know, it could be the your radio. What you want to do is probably purchase a new radio. Hello, Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Hi, I'd like to be on the cactus flavor bus set.
Okay, hold on just a moment. We'll put you through to that one. And let's go to the next one. Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Yeah, the Country Inn Suites, Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Okay, you want to open that for 50?
We'll go 50, and then what's the tips on her hourly rates? I'd like an hour of time, too. And what's this cactus?
I have no idea.
We don't know what the cactus is. Somebody called in by mistake, and it started something here. So
I don't know if it
started. Can I get one other thing?
Sure.
Yeah, what's the other thing you want?
The $25 on the pet semen guppies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Radio Watching, can I help you today? Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
This phone mobbing lasted only 30 minutes because the radio host gave up their show quickly with the following announcement.
Due to the crank callers this morning, not sure where this is coming from, but due to the stupidity of our crank callers with the seventh grade mentality, junior high school pranks, we will not be able to take calls on the air for the remainder of our auction.
I've just talked to the sheriff's department, and they've been very cooperative. They're going to send an officer out to investigate some of these things.
Well,
I think
yeah,
we know where they're coming from.
We have some phone numbers, and we think we know where they're coming from. And
they're going to make a visit in the next little while here, and hopefully that'll alleviate it. And again, I do want to apologize to our regular callers for the inconvenience
yes.
and the hassle and the less than sophomoric attitude that some of these, whatever you want to call them, are doing when they're calling the auction. So again, we do apologize. Bear with us. Hopefully by next week, you know, we'll be back in regular stead, And I think, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out where these phone calls are coming from. At least we have a pretty good suspicion, so.
And we'll get them.
Yeah, we will.
They never got us. You can find much more of the audio from that show on the PLA Minnesota website, which is at plamn.afraid.org, or you can click on it in the PLA radio show notes. Our next mobbing was organized by Alt Alp from the PLA forums, and it was to an internet TV show called Our Prisoner. The Our Prisoner show wasn't originally intended as an official phone mob, but the users on the forums did call into the show a lot for a few weeks. There was a lot of cactusing and other miscellaneous stuff. One of the highlights was when Alt Alp figured out the show producer's full name and home address, which you dropped live on the show in this clip.
And you were talking about bad dates or something?
That's correct. Yeah, we were asking people what their worst date was. They're like, worst date nightmare, what their date from hell.
Oh, can I tell you mine?
Sure.
Hey, okay. I was on this date with this guy, and his name was Adam Kotkin, and he lived at 315 East 86th.
What? Oh, boy, it's getting good.
Oh, man.
There was no official ending to that particular phone mob, but it was fun for a while. You can check out the current state of Kieran and his show at www.ourprisoner.com, and you can listen to a lot more of the Our Prisoner phone mob files at phonelosers.org/phone mob. Me and Barely's Laugh are going to feature one more phone mob that was also organized by N.W. Bell from PLA, Minnesota, just a couple of months ago. This is the premiere of these sound clips, and they've never been heard anywhere else. This was another one of those call-in auction shows, which went pretty much how you can expect. You'll have to excuse the poor sound quality on this one. It's not our fault. This is how their radio station really sounds.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Hi, can I bet on the cactus?
I'd like to... What's up with the cactus? Hey, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Oh, yeah. Could you turn the music down? It's too loud. I can't take it.
Apparently, we got losers who have nothing else to do but call in.
All right. Okay. Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
What have been on the manicure pedicure package?
Okay. From where?
From the cactus.
Yeah. We're going to star 60. Well, yeah.
All righty.
Donna, we'll run a full run of Tracer.
Good morning. You're on the shopping show.
My name's Roy, and I sell tracers. Would you like to buy one?
Yeah, Roy, you're a really cool guy. I wish I could be just like you.
Let's see. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Hi, can I bet on the Squire guitar package?
Hey.
Now, do you already play guitar, or are you going to learn?
I want to learn how to do it.
Yeah?
It's a $250 value. You need an opening bid of $125 on that.
Okay, I'll bet cactus.
Okay, good.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
I'm interested in two things. Is the beans still available?
Yes. No, I'm sold out of beans.
Oh, shit.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
I called about starting a bid on another ATV.
Okay, which one do you want?
I'll have to go with the Kawasaki because it's the same color as the cactus.
Oh, okay.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Hi, I'd like to bid on that Kawasaki that was just bid on.
Okay.
$5 million.
Okay, goodbye.
Preferably. I'll pay cash.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show. Hi, shopping
show.
Hi,
I'd like to bet on the cactus, please.
Yeah, what would you like for it?
The cactus, $23.
Okay. Well, no, you have to go at least 27 on it.
Did you want the little...
Oh, the cactus?
Did you want the little roundy cactus, or did you want the really tall one that
with
goes
flowers?
In the
desert?
Whatever fits in my butthole.
Okay, well, great. That's really clever.
Well, that should be pretty spiky, I guess.
I didn't hear.
But thank you for joining us on the greatest shopping show ever. Hi, you're on the shopping show.
Yes, can I bid on the PLA Go Away, please?
Hi, good morning, you're on the shopping show.
This is IP Relay Operator, 9649 with a relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
No, ma'am, thank you. Hello, you're on the shopping show.
Hey, does that camouflage 750 come with a cactus or not?
Yeah, it does.
Does it really? I'll bet on that then. What's the current bet at?
Okay, we're going to play along this one time only.
Okay.
Don't you get tired of doing this, man?
Cactus.
Are you that bored with your life?
The workload is less on me.
Oh, that's okay. Now, I mean, what do you do for a living, man? Or do you like...
$1 million a year.
Wow, really?
Now, I don't know that much about four-wheelers, but aren't all four-wheelers four-wheel drive, or are some of them two-wheel drive?
Some are. I have a Yamaha, the Banshee, that's a two-wheel drive.
Oh.
Okay, so...
I go off, like, sick jumps and stuff.
Oh.
So, now, if they're two-wheel drive, do you dare take an ATV, like, through the mud bogs, or, you know, through the cattails, or...
No, I do backflips and stuff.
Oh, backflips.
Wow. $1 million in an adventure. God, what a guy.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
I love my grandma and so does my cactus. They love each other. It's so precious.
Okay. All right. And hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Oh, yes. Do you take Alaskan money?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the shopping show.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I got disconnected. I fell off my ATV.
Oh.
Sorry about that. But getting back to what we were talking about, I do hack through the Internet. It's a good-paying job, good benefits. PLA Go Away is the name of our Hacksaw group.
Oh, okay. So why are you making out like
what's
this?
What's your IP address?
Do you want it?
Yeah.
It's 127.0.0.1.
Okay, because we have people in there, too, so it'll be nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Hello, this is IP, Relay Operator 965.
Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Okay, nobody?
Could I be at 15, or I guess it's 16 now, right?
On what?
On the PLA radio hacker.
Okay, and back to the shopping show. You're on the shopping show. Good morning.
How much does a woman...
Which one?
Not for sale.
No.
It is. Hi, good morning. You're on the shopping show.
Hi, can I get some of those business cards that say loser?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to need about 5,000 shipped to Kenya, and I'll pay by Western Union.
Okay. We'll be right on that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That phone mob lasted for a record 3 hours, and they put up with us until their show was over. For now, that's the end of phone mobbing, and that's the end of this episode of PLA Radio. Hope you've enjoyed the phone mobs, and chances are you'll hear more of them in the future. I'd like to thank Barely's Laugh for co-hosting today. Visit his website and listen to his show at barelypodcasting.com. Be sure to visit phonelosers.org/radio for show notes and links, and visit phonelosers.org/phonemob for lots of phone mobbing sound files. You can also join our forums at phonelosers.org/forums, and maybe you'll be in on the next phone mobbing project. Thanks for listening, and here's a bunch of voicemails.
Hi, RB. Just been listening to episode 12. Your grandmother sounds really cute. Can I have a number? Cheers.
Hey, Brad. It's me, Austin Miller. I'm calling from a prison cell down in New York City. You know how they give you one free call? Well, I'm wasting it on this. The cops stood up at my door, and I was arrested about... say 2 hours ago for cracking AT&T's network security. I compromised their entire network, was tapping phone lines with proprietary software, rerouting calls, switching line classes, you know, stuff like that. Well, what really got me, though, was the fact that I was even tapping the president's line, and that's where the FBI drew the line. They told me to cut it out, and I just didn't. I just didn't want to. I chose not to, and... Well, now I'm here. So, when I get released, I'll be sure to check out PLA, and that'll be in about 20, say, 30 years. All right, Brad, catch you later, and I love your podcast.
Yeah, like, I'll still be doing PLA in 20 years. Shit, I probably will be.
Hey, this is a big fan of your PLA radio, and I just like to say cactus, 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 cactus. Bye.
Hey, this is Side Pocket, just chiming in saying PLA Rock, love the show, and I also just want to warn to watch out, because there's some motherfucking cactus on some motherfucking internet!
Hey, yo, this is the PLA representing out of Detroit, Michigan. We ain't black, we just got a voice changer to do this. Yeah, that's all. See you later.
Hey, Brad, I'm 11 years old and I'm from New York,
I'm Santa. I really like the show. You guys do a really good job. My MP3 perk loaded up here, so every episode, I cleared the whole thing off just to put your show on. thanks for having a great show. Bye.
Dude, you fucking suck. How come nobody's on the bridge? You cool. You got some shit, but nobody's on the bridge, and I'm bored, and it's Friday, and y'all fucking suck.
This is probably a good time to let everyone know that the voice bridge number has changed. The new phone number is 641-678-3404, extension 752. Call that number and you'll be able to chat with other people that are listeners of this show.
Hey there, Brad Carter. It's your old friend, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. I really like your podcast, and I use it to make prank calls and get ideas. Unfortunately, they can always tell it's me. And I just don't know why. Oh, yeah.
I am such a dork.